towards measuring supermassive black hole masses with interferometric observations of the dust continuum, by Gravity Collaboration et al. This work focuses on active galactic nuclei, AGNs, and the relation between the sizes of the hot dust continuum and the broad line region, BLR. We find that the continuum size measured using optical, near-infrared interferometry, OI, is roughly twice that measured by reverberation mapping, RUM. Both OI and RUM continuum sizes show a tight relation with the H-beta BLR size with only an intrinsic scatter of 0.25 dex. The masses of supermassive black holes, BHs, can hence be simply derived from a dust size in combination with a broad line width and virial factor. Since the primary uncertainty of these BH masses comes from the virial factor, the accuracy of the continuum-based BH masses is close to those based on the RUM measurement of the broad emission line. Moreover, the necessary continuum measurements can be obtained on a much shorter timescale than those required monitoring for RUM, and are also more time-efficient than those needed to resolve the BLR with OI. The primary goal of this work is to demonstrate measuring the BH mass based on the dust continuum size with our first calibration of the RBLR-ROAD relation. The current limitation and caveats are discussed in detail. Future gravity observations are expected to improve the continuum-based method and have the potential to measure BH masses for a large sample of AGNs in the low redshift universe. This was towards measuring supermassive black hole masses with interferometric observations of the dust continuum, by Gravity Collaboration et al.